The Winnipeg Boys Choir is getting ready for their 100th anniversary concert happening next Sunday afternoon. It's called All the Way Home. Founded in 1925 by the Men's Musical Club of Winnipeg, the Winnipeg Boys Choir is comprised of three ensembles open to boys from the ages of 6 to 21. Carolyn Boyce is the artistic director of the Winnipeg Boys Choir. Welcome back, Carolyn.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by two alumni of the Winnipeg Boys Choir, John Erskine. Hi, John.
Good morning.
And Jackson Lotz. Hi, Jackson.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Carolyn, tell us about the concert that's happening next Sunday.
The concert will be approximately an hour long and filled with music that has been a part of our choir's history and some new tunes that are being sung for the first time by our ensembles. It will feature John and a bunch of other gentlemen in our alumni choir, Jackson being one of the younger ones. We'll have some instrumentalists, and we're looking forward to it very much.
And this is wrapping up the milestone 100th season.
It is. Yeah, it's been a wonderful season. Our Christmas concerts were very well attended. Our senior boys sang the anthem at a Jets game. Our younger boys just sang yesterday at a seniors' home and have done other sort of community outreach concerts. So it's been a great season, and next weekend's concert will cap it all off.
Yeah. John, when were you in the Winnipeg Boys Choir?
It was the mid-60s to the early 70s.
And how old were you when you joined?
I believe I was 8 years old.
Yeah. Tell us about some of your memories.
Well, one of the first one that comes to mind is the centennial year parade with Bobby Jimby, who had written the song for Canada, and the boys were invited to be a part of the parade. So that was very exciting. So we marched right past this building, I'm sure, and I remember that vividly. Another one is the Eaton's Grill Room pre-Christmas dinner concerts that we always did. So for several nights before Christmas, we would go and sing. And then the highlight was afterwards we got to go to a special room and they served us hot dogs and French fries. And that was a huge hit for us.
Like, when you think back to your time in the Winnipeg Boys Choir, what comes up for you?
First of all, it's the people. Yeah. It's the other guys in the choir who, although I don't see a lot, I still am in contact with.
Nice.
And also the musical kickoff that we had. We had excellent training. Mm-hmm. We were like-minded. All of us obviously liked to sing, and it gave us an opportunity to do that in a community.
Yeah. So good memories.
Absolutely.
Jackson, you were there more recently. When were you at the Winnipeg Boys Choir?
Yeah, I was with the choir from 2014 to 2021.
And what led you to joining? How old were you?
I was about 10-ish. Honestly, it's a bit of a story.
Tell us.
I was invited to this ORF conference, so like a youth musical conference, basically a bunch of kids around the city getting taken to a single location to sing, to play instruments, etc. Like a last little foray before the traditional band structure that we're all kind of used to. And I went, we did some singing there, and afterwards, when my mom came to pick me up, one of the parents there was like, "Hey, your kid should join the Winnipeg Boys Choir," which was news
to
her.
You were scouted by a parent.
You could say that, which was news to her because, funnily enough, I had never shown an interest.
Oh.
She was like, "Wait, you're talking about my kid?" honestly, I'm so glad they did.
So you weren't aware that you were good at singing? You just kind of did it?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I just picked it up. I joined the choir and had a great time.
So when your mom kind of suggested it to you, what was your reaction?
That's actually even another story. Nerves. I was excited. I actually almost didn't audition.
Mm-hmm.
Got there, was like getting a little nervous.
Because you were so nervous?
And she just said, "Try it."
Yeah.
Just try it. And I'm so glad that I did.
Really?
Carolyn's been such a mentor to me. Spencer Duncanson, the director of the senior chorus as well. And they really inspired a lifelong love of music.
What was the community like, the community of boys that you were with?
Oh, the boys are just incredible. My cohort is just absolutely fantastically talented, but they're also just good people, you know. It's not often that you find like a community of boys who are so united on this one thing. It's so like-minded in a love of music, so able to create like that.
Well, that's the thing. It's not usual to find a group of boys in a kind of creative space. I imagine, I don't know, but that's what I find so unique about what you do. So, Jackson, you will be singing for the first time as an alumni?
I've sung with them as an alumni before. Okay. I sing at Christmas, actually previous alumni concerts.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Jackson and John, you'll both be singing at the alumni concert.
We will.
Next
and
week.
Carolyn has chosen some beautiful music. So yeah. it's a pleasure and a thrill to be able to sing with them.
What's the music?
I think the song I'm most excited about is one we've never done before, which is The Maple Leaf Forever. Mm. It's going to be the penultimate song on our concert, and it's gorgeous. And the alumni are also singing a hybrid of two pieces, We Shall Overcome and Lean on Me. So we've got this American civil rights hymn and some brotherhood being talked about in that song. And then we'll go to this great Canadian piece, the unofficial anthem before our current anthem, which is very stirring and beautiful. And
what's it been like this season and wrapping it up, coming to the end of such a milestone?
Pretty exhausting. It's been a lot of work by a lot of people.
Yeah.
The board and a lot of our parents, Jackson's mum, you know, chief among them.
Jackson's mum is a huge figure in this story. We should have brought her in as well.
Yeah, well, you should see the receptions she has put on. And how she's been involved, as I could name lots of people.
Sure.
The board, our manager, Nicholas Bazoff, and our parents, along with the boys, have just worked diligently to ensure that this is a celebration, that we honor the past. Another one, I'll just have to say that in addition to the concert being a beautiful event that I'm sure people will go away humming all the tunes all the way home, we hope, which is why we picked that song, because the parents over the years have said, our favorite part of boys choir is in the car all the way home. The boys are humming or singing their songs. So they're also going to leave with a beautiful commemorative program that our board and Ina and Nicola, Morna June Morrow, a community member at large who's passionate about Winnipeg's history, have created this. It probably would be about a 28-page like commemoration book of old pictures, archival information, lists of the songs the boys sang in the music festival in 1929. And it's been a lot of work. It's been worth it. And I hope we have at least several people in our audience on Sunday who have never been to a concert before, and that this becomes a lifelong source of pride for them and a place where they can just enjoy what our city has built and what our young men and boys have to offer musically. I think I've caught myself this year, when it's been a lot of work, thinking, I know we have to do this, but eventually everything turns 100, you know. So, but that's not so. That has become very, very apparent to me over the year, that it is a milestone to be celebrated. Yeah. And as John alluded to earlier, it's because of people being true stewards of the vision of the founders, the Men's Musical Club, because we know lots of other fine arts organizations, choirs and other organizations do not arrive at 100 years.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, when I think of an all boys choir, it does seem so kind of anachronistic in some way, which is why I find it so fascinating that it still continues to thrive. John, what impact did it have on you, during your time there?
It validated my singing, for one thing, because it wasn't necessarily a thing that boys did a lot of.
Why was that important?
Well, you want to feel that you're okay and that it's okay to do. Mm. And then if you have like-minded people who are all singing and all interested, it's encouraging.
Yeah.
And we had fun together too.
Yeah.
And it wasn't all singing. Like we went one weekend, we went skiing. Like the first time we went downhill skiing. So it was family. Music was a big part of it, but it was more than that.
Yeah. What about for you, Jackson? What do you think? What impact do you think it left on you?
Oh, goodness. What impact hasn't it had? It's given me a strong community of boys I still talk to today, inspired a love of music that eventually brought me to the Winnipeg Philharmonic Choir.
Oh.
Heck, it put me in Ottawa during Canada's 150th anniversary. I mean, it's been such a huge impact on my life and given me this creative outlet that I don't think I would have gotten anywhere else. It's really affected the way that I've grown up and really allowed me to grow into the person I am today.
Jackson, Carolyn, John, thank you so much and congratulations on this milestone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Karen Boys is the artistic director of the Winnipeg Boys Choir. John Erskine and Jackson Lotz are alumni of the Winnipeg Boys Choir. The concert, All the Way Home, is happening next Sunday, May the 4th at 3 p.m. at the Crescent Arts Centre on 525 Wardlaw Avenue. Tickets are $25, free for kids 12 and younger. You can get tickets on Eventbrite or at the door. For more information about the concert and to get tickets, just head to their website, winnipegboyschoir.ca.